This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Ask you once, ask you twice now. There's lipstick on your collar. You say she's just a friend now. Then why don't we call her? So you wanna go on with someone to do all the things you used to do to me? I swear I know you do. Did I bother? Tell me how many more times does it take to get smarter? Don't need to deny the hurt and the lies and all of the things you did to me. I swear, I know you did.
Welcome to FUBAR.
And access all areas. Yes, indeed. How are you?
Spring is here. It's March.
I know. I was going to say it's light outside, but it's
Pinch,
not.
Pinch, punch, first day of the month?
It's the second.
Oh, right. Okay.
Once again, Lizzie.
No returns.
Honestly.
You have to do that. Give a good punch. Yeah, I'm good at doing
how
that.
How are you?
Very well, darling. Very good. I'm on fine fettle today. I feel a lot better than last week. Was a
good.
Little bit poorly.
You were a little bit poorly last week.
Yeah,
I didn't like to see you like that.
Someone gave me a little chesty infection.
Oh, dear.
But I am well and good.
Get some Vicks rubbed in.
I did get some Vicks.
Good.
And good old load of antibiotics and I'm back.
And you are back, baby.
I'm back. You know, been a busy week already. There's a movie I went to see on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're not into your football.
It's not my favourite topic.
But I feel you could have some Welsh in you. Have you? No.
In the past?
Because this movie was incredible. Monday is about the Wales going to the Euros and how they made it through. About their manager who passed away unexpectedly, Gary Speed. So emotional.
Really?
People were crying.
Who knew?
People were crying.
Who knew the drama around the Welsh football team? Not me.
And the fans were incredible. Go and see it.
What's it called?
Don't Take Me Home.
Oh, is that just a request? Or?
That's what I say every night.
It's been a very busy week in showbiz, hasn't it, Lizzie?
How busy has it been?
I mean, my goodness. The Oscars.
I don't
Can we talk about this? I've been dying to talk to you about it all week.
I just cannot believe what happened.
I kind of feel like it was due some big mistake.
I mean, if they wanted an envelope opening, they just needed to come to me. I'm always at them.
Well, Ryland would like that one. Boom, boom.
It was catastrophic. I thought it was... It's gone down as the worst thing that's ever happened at the Oscars.
So for those that don't know, I mean, where have you been? What rock have you been under? But La La Land was announced as the winner of Best Picture. And it turned out that was incorrect. It was actually Moonlight.
Do you know what? I have to say, I feel really sorry for Warren Beatty because
he knew
it wasn't right. He paused, he looked up, he looked down again, he just passed it. It was the Bonnie and Clyde show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was unfortunate. And now the two guys from PricewaterhouseCooper, I think it is, have been basically sacked.
Of course they've been sacked.
But do you know only three people in the world know the results of the Oscars and they do not write it down because of the risk of it leaking? So those three people have to memorise it and then, you know, write it down, get it done on the night.
I have to say, how can you get that really wrong? All you've got to do is pass the right envelope. It isn't that difficult, is it?
Well...
I mean, come on, it's the biggest night of the
year. But do you think that Warren was in the wrong for not saying, hold on a second, guys, I don't think this is right? Because it said Emma Stone's name on it, didn't it? And if it was the winner of Best Picture, it wouldn't have her name on it.
But let's just... I'm going into Warren's shoes now, and they're big shoes to fill.
They certainly are.
They're big size 10s flats. and he... If you just saw that, you're on the... everyone, you've got millions of people watching you. Mm. Or, you know, everyone from the world, you know, the A-listers are there. And you have, billions watching. Are you going to go, hang on a minute. The envelope looks a bit dodgy here. You're not going to do it, are
it's
you?
It's true. It's
not
a good
Warren
point.
Not that Warren speaks like that. Warren's like, hey, man, what's going on? That doesn't look quite right.
Yeah, it's true. But it's a really difficult one, isn't it?
And obviously, then you kind of look the fool if you're questioning it.
It was really bad on... Yeah, but if he'd have got it right, he would have been the hero.
But can I just say... La La Land got on the stage. They knew something was up.
They'd already started doing their acceptance speeches.
One of the producers knew, and he still did a speech, apparently. Sorry.
That's them texting you now to stop talking about it.
That's Warren Beatty saying, blame the other person, it's not me. No, but I have to say, it was... to watch it, do you know, it was very weird, because I've been watching and I'd just fallen asleep.
Oh, really?
And I suddenly got woken up. My phone was blibbing and I woke up and I caught it. And I was like, is this really happening? You know, I thought, am I still dreaming? Is this true? Can it be right?
Well, and it was. It was true and it happened, and those poor people from PricewaterhouseCoopers will never work again.
I didn't like his face at all.
Whose face?
The guy from the accountant guy that was in the
yeah.
He looked, his face on stage. And he reminded me of the Incredible Hulk just before he went to the big green man.
Yeah, I get it.
And his face with big frown, he was looking.
Yeah.
He was going around grabbing envelopes off everyone.
Well, he's probably terrified. Rightly so, because now he hasn't got a job. Well, I have to say, though, I saw Moonlight on Friday.
What did you think?
And it was very good.
Naomi Harris is one of my very
good
friends.
But I saw La La Land when I was in Australia, and I really loved it.
Yeah.
So, you know, each to their own. This is the point. This is movies, isn't it?
It's movies. It's all about opinions and choices. I mean, a friend of mine went to see La La Land and just went, I will never get that 2 hours back. I cannot believe what was that about. The ending, she's going mad.
Yeah, the ending is a bit infuriating.
But I loved it.
But then the ending of Moonlight's a bit infuriating. I mean, not you need to see it.
But then it takes away, you know, for Moonlight.
It really does take away from a movie that discusses race relations and being gay in the black community and stuff. Big things that like need to be talked about, and it has been overshadowed
by
the opening of an envelope. Something you know everything about, Lizzie.
Get me to do it. I love an opening of an envelope, and you're going to blame Trump for this, I'm sure. Somehow
Trump,
you're
going to
blame
all wrong.
Trump. You're going to blame poor old Trump.
You know me. I've got lots of opinions, Lizzie.
Well, you do, my dear. But can I tell you, have you ever been to the Oscars?
No, I have not. I would love to go.
You've got to go. It is unbelievable. Can I tell you my little story?
Yeah, please go ahead.
I was at the Oscars a couple of years ago. There was a Chinese guy in the lobby. I went back to the Beverly Hills Hotel where we'd had a party the night before.
Okay.
And I had left my jacket. And my producer was like, forget the jacket, we have to carry on filming. I said, no, it's an expensive jacket. I want my jacket.
Of course.
So I said, can I go back to the room where the party was on the top floor? I said, can I go and just have a quick look? So we went in and I saw this Chinese guy nearly crying, going, oh, can you help me? And I said, what's the matter? And he said, I've lost my mobile phone.
Oh, my God.
So I said, you lost your mobile phone? He goes, yeah, I was at the party last night. I said, listen, I'm going upstairs. I will look for your phone. Okay, I'm looking for my own jacket. He said, no,
hold on, this is on Oscars night.
The night before.
Night before. Okay, got it. Right, got it.
So today, it is Oscars, going to be Oscars.
Okay.
Just to let you know. So I run up, I'm looking everywhere. I find my jacket. Guess what? Under my jacket is the guy's mobile phone. You couldn't make it up, could you? So I come back. Well, everyone's so friendly and nice. I get on very well. In LA, I do well. And they all...
Do you?
Like, yep. Came downstairs to the guy. I said, guess what? Is this your phone? He went... Oh my God, I love you. Oh. You won't believe who this guy was.
Who?
The director, Ang Lee. You know that guy?
The director of Brokeback Mountain.
Yes. And he then gave me invites to Vanity Fair. He said, come tonight. You have to come. You saved my life. My wife would should kill me. Kill me! And we ended up going to one
was
of the best.
Was everyone going, why is Lizzie Candy at the Vanity Fair Oscars after party?
Bitch! No, it was great. It was fabulous.
So I bet it was.
To show, do a good deed.
So what year was this?
This is 3 years ago.
Okay, so 24. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. My experience of LA was not quite so glam, unfortunately.
What happened?
I was only there on holiday. I wasn't working, but just a lot of stuck in traffic.
There is a lot of traffic.
I find LA is infuriating when you're trying to get anywhere.
Well, darling, just come with me next time. We'll go to Ivy.
I like to do all of that.
We'll have fun.
Good.
Because they think I'm someone else out there. It's great.
Who do they think you are?
I don't know, but it's great. I get the best tables.
I'm trying to think who you look like.
I don't know. They think I'm someone else. I just went along with it.
Oh, yeah, babe. You've got to go along with these things, right?
Go. Yeah. There's tables.
Toby Anstis once thought I was Nick Grimshaw.
Oh.
Yeah. Asking me how Radio 1 was going.
A very hairy.
Yeah, didn't really get it. But it was an awkward encounter in a toilet in a club in London.
Well, listen, I need to play my best track.
Well, we've got to talk about what's coming up on the show.
First of all, I need to talk about something.
What's that? Go on.
Katy Perry.
Oh, Katy Perry in Orlando. Boom. Bloom.
Now,
I've broken up.
What happened on Oscar night? Because he was flirting.
Now, have you actually watched the video?
I think he was up to something.
You haven't watched the video. But on the video, on the video, it does not look suspicious at all. They look like they're engaged in kind of an animated chat. You know, they're being like, they're probably a bit drunk. It does not look flirty in the slightest. The pictures look very different. So I think that, because they were together on Oscars night, Katie and Orlando.
They were together. It's over since Oscars.
And then it was like 3 days later. It all went...
ghastly wrong.
I know. I'm not, you know, I think, is that him texting you?
There he is. He's on the go. He's single now.
I'm, you know, celebrity couples, they're always doomed to failure by the looks of things. So I don't know what I think, to be honest.
Oh, darling, the showbiz world. That's why I never go out with anyone famous. We'll try not to.
Who
do
you go out with then, Lizzie?
I never tell
him. Oh, you never tell me. All I want to know. It's all I want to know.
It's a secret. I'm a secret squirrel. Right.
Have you seen who we've got coming up tonight?
I am so excited.
The very gorgeous Sabrina Chikiki.
She's E! Presenter, travel expert. Oh, I need to ask you a bit about
travel.
Well,
yeah, so we do have some questions. I am not doing any long haul big holidays this year because I did two last year. Can't afford it. So I want to find out where I can go.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Brighton?
Caravan holiday to Bournemouth.
Scarborough.
Lovely.
I've got my good friend Nate James, fantastic singer.
Yes,
is in the studio.
Yeah, came from The Voice.
And another friend of mine.
Yes, the very gorgeous
Sam Rees. Yeah, he sent me a little present in the post the other day. I must thank him.
Did he? Anything you can talk about?
No, I'll tell you later.
Okay, great. Yeah, we've got lots to talk to him about. There's these rumours he's going to go be on X on the Beach.
Fabulous.
So we're going to have to ask him about that.
Is he going to wear those white trunks?
Well... Fingers crossed.
Well, he's a lovely boy, and I've actually met his mum and dad.
Have you?
Yeah.
You know everyone.
I do.
Candy, you really do.
I really do.
So should we play a little track,
and
then
we'll get
our first... It's not going to be your favourite right now. Coming up later.
What have we got?
We're going to have a bit of Rag and Bone Man.
Love it.
When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you. About you.
where my skin grows old, where my breath runs cold. I be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door. Helpless, I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, the silence hits so hard. 'Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air to breathe, it's no ghost I see, I be thinking about you, about you. It was almost love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I reached out for your hand when the walls were caving in, but I see you on the other side. We can try all over again. When I love, it was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love.
Oh, well, there
didn't,
you go.
Didn't they do well at the Brits?
They certainly did, right?
I'm trying to get Denise Welsh. Her son won. I love him.
Everyone thought he'd been the show had been hacked, didn't they? Because of the screen grabs that were coming up. And
I know. He got caught smoking under the table. Naughty, naughty.
Oh, naughty, naughty. Rock and roll at the Brits.
Never do that, such a thing.
No, of course not.
Smoking or drinking.
Now, we're already joined by our first guest, aren't we?
She's ever so beautiful.
The very gorgeous Sabrina Chakiki. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, perfect.
Good, Chakiki, good.
Where
I'm glad.
Is that name from? It's very unusual.
My husband's Turkish.
It's actually
Chakaja in Turkish. Chakaja.
Ah. That's quite hard to say, right? Yeah, for an English speaker.
I love that. So, Sabrina, tell us your story, because you're a London-based TV presenter, aren't you? But you did very well, because it was a big competition kind of thing for E! Entertainment. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah, so I've been a presenter for about 5 years now. That's better. And so I basically started off as a TV presenter after university. So I did journalism and drama at uni.
What a combo!
So then I worked for the casino channels. I did a bit of red carpet presenting in the early on stages for just like internet companies. Then I worked in shopping TV for about 3 years.
Which shopping TV, can I ask?
I used to work for jewellery channels. So I worked for the Jewellery Channel and Gems TV.
Ah.
Which I actually really loved.
It's good fun.
It's good fun, really good fun. And I did all the late shows, so I really enjoyed it. And you get to interact with the viewers.
I loved it when I did QVC.
It's fun, isn't
it? You've done QVC?
Yeah, I loved it. You've got keywords you've got to use, and they're all like selling, they're talking in your ear, and you're going, wow.
They do. It's quite tough. You have like 3 or 4 people in your ear the whole time.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So that's why sometimes they look a bit distracted when they're talking.
I was selling hair products. I was going hair and I was just burning my own hair off. I don't know what I was doing. Anyway. Yes. So fantastic. So you're doing lots of presenting anyway.
Yes.
And you were just saying now. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Carry on. Yeah.
So basically my dream in life was to work for E, to be on E. I absolutely was obsessed and I'm still obsessed. I love E, everything about it. I can quote you every single episode of every programme.
Amazing.
I entered the show and I really didn't think that I would do very well in it because I entered on the very last day you could enter because you weren't supposed to have had TV experience. But then when I read the small print, you could have been on TV, but you couldn't have worked for like a mainstream channel.
Like being a presenter before or something.
Exactly, an official, mainstream. So I literally filmed a 20-second video in my bedroom like that day, sent it across and didn't think anything of it. And then they called me like 4 weeks later to say that I got through to the first round. And I was going on holiday, so I had to change my holiday because this was, of course, my dream. So I did. I changed my holiday and then I got through to, well, all the stages and obviously won the competition. And the whole thing was televised, so it was really cool. And I think there was thousands of entries. I think they said about 40,000, but
wow.
You can never take that for the amount, can you? But either way, I won. If there was 10 entries, I still won.
Yeah, definitely. So. It's all that matters at the end of the day, isn't
That's
it?
That's a hell of a competition to win.
Yeah.
And then from then, you went on to present for them for the last year, have you?
Yeah, fully. So I covered the British Fashion Awards. I went to the Golden Globes to LA to cover it from there. And basically every film premiere that's been since. And yeah, it was a bit of a whirlwind. It was crazy. It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
I'm furiously jealous.
Yeah.
I'm green with envy.
Yes, I can see you're rather green.
That's just my hangover.
Fantastic. Mm. And so what's been, you've been doing other, but you also do voiceovers, loads of stuff, don't you?
Yeah. I was the voice of Boots on Bauer Media for a year, so you might have heard my voice before.
I love that.
I did a radio show as well. I've done quite a few voiceovers, actually. It's probably one of my favourite things to do. And then I have a blog, which is Travel Focus, and that's my main thing now. So
you were just saying you've basically been everywhere in the last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, I travel at least once a month and it's usually with a company, so I'm supporting the company, writing for them. It's great. And I have my own blog, which is the main focus, but then I also write for, you know, other companies and publications, and I've got a column with Female First, for
instance. Would you ever just say, I really don't want to get on another plane, I don't want to do it? Or do you just think?
Do you know, I love plane journeys, absolutely love them, because you can't have your phone on.
Yeah.
So you really do switch off. I love reading, writing, like I absolutely love plane journeys.
You watch movies.
Yeah, I do, but I've seen them all, of course, because I'm always on the plane, like every film I've seen.
Well, you've had
like
a hell of a trip. You just said you come back from Thailand. Yesterday.
Yeah, last night, Thailand. Yeah, I was out in Koh Samui. Beautiful. And Bangkok as well for a little bit. Yeah.
And what do you do when you're out there? So the companies pay for you to go out there? Is it like a planned trip?
Most of them, yeah. So basically I'm working with a company to promote them as such.
Yeah.
You know, I do YouTube videos, but I've just started, so I don't do them very well, but I will eventually.
Okay.
But writing's my main thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, writing's my main thing, and my Instagram as well. So I like to take really well thought out photos. So it's not just, you know, your standard holiday pic. Like,
of course,
really go above and beyond. And I've got, you know, I take a rucksack with me everywhere, which has like a 10-kilogram drone in it. So it's quite tough work.
You're taking them good,
good pictures.
Yeah, good pictures.
I'm going to have to follow you now if I'm not.
So
what would you like to do, more of the travel or more of the showbiz? Because they are quite different.
Yeah, they are. I mean, for me, my passion is travel. I always wanted to work for E, but I never really had the notion to go into showbiz as such. I want to work in TV. You know, my whole life
life, I've been training to be a presenter and, and working as a voiceover. So I definitely want a TV show, but I do want to do travel. That's my main passion. And I really like the skill of writing about travel as well.
It's so, really hard. Yeah. I've tried before. It's actually really hard to write about travel.
Yeah.
In a way that is engaging and people want to read. Because you can just do a day by day, here's what I did. But people don't want to read that.
And of course, as well, for me, it's the writing for different publications. So when you know you're writing for a different age group, like I really love the challenge of that. So I think I'd love to do a travel program. I'd like to throw in a little bit of show business. I could, so maybe incorporating some celebrities in the travel program, that kind of
thing. I'm seeing the return of Wish You Were Here.
I loved Wish You Were Here.
Judith Chalmers.
Tell you, my mum arrived at a shop and they thought it was Judith Chalmers. They went, thank God you've arrived, you've opened. They were giving a flower champagne. My mum just took it and was like, thank you very much.
You know, I once saw Judith Chalmers in a pub in North London. Do you know what she was doing?
What?
She was having a roast dinner with a side of chips.
Good girl.
Cheeky.
I love that. I like her son, actually.
Oh,
he's a very good sports.
Yeah, he's very good.
Anyway, enough of Judy's Chalmers.
Yeah, sorry.
But a travel show. It's a good, if you get a good travel show, I love it.
They don't really exist at the moment, I think.
There's nothing that's kind of like an Instagrammable travel show. So I want to do something that features celebrities, maybe like a bucket list program. So a certain celebrity will give me their ultimate bucket list and then I take them and do it with them. Because I'm an adrenaline junkie. Like, I'm a scuba diver, free diver. I do everything that you possibly can in each and every country, so I'd love to take someone with me and sort of show them the way.
So this is my ideal place.
So where? Yeah. And this is one of those annoying questions. Right, but where is your favourite place that you visited?
It's really hard, actually. I love the Indian Ocean. I'm a diver and I love being in the water. And the marine life there is incredible. It really is.
And fish.
You know, I've sung with whale sharks and dolphins and everything possible in the Indian Ocean. So I feel like that has my heart.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
I will agree with you there.
Yeah. And it's so crystal clear.
It's crystal clear. And whereabouts? What place is your fave?
I'm a bit of an ambassador for the Conrad Maldives. I go there every year to work with them. So I love the Maldives. But I also have just got back from Mauritius, like 3 weeks ago, so I was there a week before Thailand and I loved it there as well. But it depends on where you stay in the particular place.
So where would
and
you
who
stay?
You're with, I think, sometimes makes a really big difference.
Absolutely.
It's very you've got to be in the right place. Whereabouts in the Maldives did you love and stay? Where was it?
I stayed with the Conrad Maldives every time I go and I love it there. It's more than just a resort. They've got so much to offer in that particular location, but
it is heavenly.
It is. It's gorgeous. But the thing is, there's a common misconception, I think, with the Maldives that all you can do is sunbathe. And if you have,
that would definitely be my perception.
This
right?
is it. Yeah. People think that, but actually, there's so bored. Much to do there. And so much to do.
Well,
there.
I was there over Christmas, New Year, and we stayed at the Sun Siam, and we didn't stop. There was not just the water sports, the snorkeling, jet skis, or whatever, but boat trips, and we did. There was tennis. We had, and they had loads of bars and restaurants. It was more fun, and I usually go to Barbados, which is Jamo Paco. I thought, I'm going to be really bored. I thought my boys are going to be bored, but it was incredible.
It is amazing, I have to say.
And what about, has there been anywhere that you've gone to with high expectations and you've maybe been a little let down by?
No, Australia. Ooh. Did you like Australia?
Oh, I loved Australia.
Oh, did you now?
Oh, I loved it.
Was that good accent?
I loved Australia because I love the vibe there. Mm. And also, I did a road trip through Australia, so I really went through Australia. So I started off in Cairns and went down to Sydney.
Yes.
That is a long journey.
I did that journey.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And there's
Port
so
Douglas
much to do
nice.
There. Port Douglas, I went there.
Hold on. We haven't got the answer for the question. Where is disappointed or you've been? Or somewhere you've not liked as much as the other places?
Oh, this is a tough one. I think Thailand is a bit overrated if you go to the wrong place. Mm. I think a lot of people come back from Thailand and say, oh, it wasn't what I thought. And that's quite easy to think that.
Yeah.
But there are some really great places in Thailand. For instance, when I was in Koh Samui, had I have just stayed in Koh Samui, I wouldn't have rated it. I didn't think it was that great a location. However, I got a boat and went to Koh Tao and I went to Antong National Park, and that's where the real beauty is. So it's not so much where you go. Again, it's knowing
it's the people that are there.
Don't just go to a place to go to it and stay in the resort. Like, really research where you're going to there, which is where I come in as a blogger, essentially telling you, like, if you're going to this place, you should go here, here, and here, and that will make your trip.
What do you think Thailand is? Because people go there a lot because it is so reasonable and you can get real bargains.
I mean, it really is affordable, though. It's great. I mean, if you're looking for, you know, somewhere other than the Caribbean, flight time is quite similar, and it is great, and it's got amazing, you know, wildlife, and there's so many great things to do there. And for a family, it's really affordable and a really great place to go to. But I think if you go with the expectation that you're going to paradise when you go to Thailand,
no,
it's you may not, be a little bit surprised.
And how do you feel about the Caribbean?
I love the Caribbean, but I tend to steer clear of the Caribbean purely because it is so westernised and it's very touristy. I'm going to Barbados, actually, to a Float Fit resort in May. So I will reserve my judgment for
a
Barbados. Float
Fit, what's that
before.
Precisely?
So basically, it's a fitness retreat where they have these big, huge white floats in the middle of the ocean. And you do all of your exercise on the white floats. And it's a complete resort. There's no Wi-Fi. It's all like a fitness retreat. And it sounds really interesting.
You're going to be going mad without my Wi-Fi. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, I love what my job is, right?
Honestly, I love being detached from my phone. Yeah. It's one of my favourite things.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Lizzie before we...
There is a particular spot where you can log on to Wi-Fi. Obviously, because I would have
to get judged. Do you get judged if you go?
Well,
to the...
I mean, you're standing in the corner. I've got a special pass because I'm there to work, so I can
go.
Oh, sorry, I'm working here. I'm on Instagram.
So this last year, I went on two big trips. I went across. I did America. Mm-hmm. I did a couple of states in America, and I did Australia.
Okay.
This year, I can't afford to do that.
Right.
Where would you advise would be a good kind of nearby place I could go that would be fairly cheap but also like interesting?
Okay, so Australia and America, both probably the most expensive places you could have chosen to go to in one year.
So I'm very poor now.
Okay, if you want to go far but keep it on a budget, the Philippines is the absolute place.
I went there in 2014.
All right, so that's still quite
pricey. It's so good.
Yeah, that is the place to go to right now. But if you want to go closer to home, I think we don't give our European cities enough hype. Rome is incredible.
Barcelona,
I love. And Barcelona, of course, you've got the summery side of it as well, so you can go to like an outdoor pool or somewhere.
And there's
like
a beach.
There's a beach. My friend owns a hotel. I'll book you up. Go to Barcelona.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Santorini's amazing. Mykonos is amazing.
That's quite expensive, though, isn't it, now, Mykonos?
Santorini's expensive as well, but you can find places a little bit further out and just travel in. Santorini, for instance, you can stay on the north side of the island and just quad bike in to Ia every day,
who would have thought
there's always a way to get around it.
Like
me, very often I'll work with a hotel about, you know, how to make the most of your budget in a certain location, so I'll stay in a completely different part of the island, hire a car, hire a moped, and show people that you can actually do it on a budget, but just travel to these amazing hotels. A lot of them will let you just have lunch there,
so you can go
and have lunch and use the pool, and you feel like you're in a 5-star luxury resort, but really you're in a hostel, you know. It's just all about being clever with it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You've just got to rock up and own it. Just, oh, just come for lunch.
Yeah.
And just really make it a thing that you're staying there.
About wonderful places, Caribbean, the Maldives. Can people do that on a budget? Because it's people's dream to go to somewhere like that. And they say to me, how can we do it? I'll say, can we?
The answer's no. The answer's no, Lizzie. You cannot do it on a budget.
It's really hard to do on a budget because there's specific hotels and everything is in-house. So the Maldives, I wouldn't say you could do on a budget. There are locations that are more affordable than others, but you can't really do it on a budget. The flights are actually about £500 year-round, so the flights aren't the tough thing. It's the hotels and how pricey they are. But it's that place to have on your bucket list. It's the honeymoon destination. It's one of those spots.
Man, I just got to get back there.
Oh, stop it.
Sorry. You can come, Stephen. You're going to come with me. We've got the Maldives Film Festival.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Mauritius is more affordable. And Mauritius, if you're staying in the right part of the island, it's again the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
It's again beautiful. And there's actually a little bit more to do there. It's a little bit more authentic as well. So Mauritius would be a good option.
Interesting. Ooh. So where have you got coming up now? Where are you travelling to?
So I'm going to Malaysia on Sunday.
Oh my god, you're just back. Yeah. Does your husband say, you're never here? Does he say to you, you treat this place like a hotel?
Well, he does miss me, I'll just say that. He gets to come on some of the trips with me, of course. I always need someone with me to take my photos and be my companion. And he chooses the best ones, to be fair. He does miss me, but he's good. He knows it's my career. And I used to work nights on the Jewellery Channel, so actually he probably sees me more now because when I was working nights, you know, I'd get home and sleep while he was awake.
Yeah. That's true.
So you're going to Malaysia on Sunday. Where else have you got coming
Malaysia
up?
On Sunday, and then after that I'm going to France skiing.
Lovely.
And then after that I'm going to Oh, I can't tell you the next place because it is a surprise trip for my sister. Actually, no, I can. She's on holiday right now. So my sister is getting married in May and her dream has always been to dog sledge.
Oh, wow. Like in Lapland or something.
Yes. Okay. So I'm taking her on a surprise trip Swedish Lapland.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so we're going to go on the dog sledges and I'm going to stop off in Stockholm on the way and back.
Stockholm's meant to be lovely.
And will you be writing about all of these? Will you'll be
yeah, it's very rare now that I go on a trip that I'm not either working with a hotel or being sponsored to go.
I've got to follow you, Sabrina, now. I'm itching to know where you're off to.
Sabrina _ Chakiki on Instagram.
I love Chakiki.
Yeah.
It's a very exotic name. Well, you're going to Barcelona. She's all
well, it looks like I am. Yeah.
Rome's good.
You should go to a place called Costa Navarino in Greece.
Okay.
That's affordable. People don't know about it. And
okay.
It's beautiful.
Costa Navarino.
And whereabouts in Greece is that? Is that in the mainland?
It's about 3 hours' drive from Athens. It's on the mainland.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it, for some bizarre reason, it just has the most incredible waterfalls and bays. It's like a completely untouched area. It's actually a golfing resort, but it's now kind of developed a bit more, so that's a really great place to go to.
It is good. And I had a nice place called Lunda. My parents used to have a house there.
Is that in Greece?
It's in Crete.
Oh, I've been to Crete.
You could stay there.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you really give me all these places I can go, Lizzie. I'm holding you to this.
Nicola. In Italy, one of my favourite places.
I'll teach you Greece.
I would love to go. I went to Rome when I was 4 years old, so I can barely remember it. But
go to Positano in Italy. You won't feel like you're in Italy.
Okay.
It's absolutely stunning.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm loving all these ideas.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'll have to use my credit card to pay for it.
Can
but,
I just
you know.
Say, what do? You suntan or not? Do you take loads of cover-up?
No, I don't. I'm complete SPF queen. I have fake bake spray tans every time I go away. So I may look brown on my Instagram, but nothing is...
It's all fake.
Natural tan, but this is purely through wearing SPF 50.
Wow.
I get heat rash,
yeah,
I get burn, it's not glamorous.
Yeah.
Just cover up.
Well, you've got all that hair,
it.
You get covered with all your hair, don't
you? Think it would protect you, and I've made that mistake a few times, but alas... I end up just as burnt as everyone else and
it's
being
just not
sick,
right.
You know.
We have this saying, my friends and I, when we go away and you see someone burn, you just say Brits Abroad.
Yeah,
Brits Abroad. And
100%.
No one wants to be a Brit Abroad.
No.
Just wear SPF, guys.
Do you wear socks
it is not
and
hard.
Sandals?
Yeah. I wear socks and sandals because it's cool, Lizzie.
Wait, what?
Now. Yeah, it's cool now. It's cool. I'm telling you it's cool, Lizzie. It's
I
cool.
I have a story, but I'll tell it after.
Okay, fine. I'm telling you it's cool. Well, Sabrina, really thanks so much for coming
Sabrina,
in.
I'm so excited.
And giving
travel.
Us all this advice.
It's fabulous.
I'm just jealous.
I'm going to follow you now on Instagram.
Fab.
And everyone
you.
Follows Sabrina because her life is wonderful. It's what we all want to do, be away in the sunshine.
We really do.
Having great times.
I'm not going to lie. It does sound pretty
lovely to see
exciting.
You,
my darling. You too.
I'm sure we'll bump into each other
I'm
and
sure
it'll show.
I know we will, in fact.
I hope so.
Oh.
Right. Lovely to see you, darling.
Thank you.
Thank
I hope
you.
Now, finally, we got my favourite track.
Well, we've got a bit of Katy Perry.
Katy Perry,
Lizzie.
She's single, guys.
Woo-hoo. Yes, she is.
Are we crazy? Living our lives through a lens. Trapped in our white picket fence. Like ornaments. Too comfortable with
us to connect, inspire. Eh, up in your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumble and they fumble and we are about to riot. They woke up, they woke up, the lions.
Are you happy now, Lizzie?
Oh, I love that track.
I know you do. You were just singing along. We've got it loud up in the studio. You were really going for it.
Turn it up, Windows 10.
Well, speaking of turning things up, I am now turning up the mic.
Wow.
See, look at that. It was smooth, wasn't it?
Smooth.
And
our next guest.
You can sing. It's the one and only Nate James.
He can sing. I thought you were going to say something else.
He can sing, he can dance, he can drink a beer.
How are you?
I'm very well indeed.
It's great to have you here.
It's lovely to see you both. Mm. We've just met, Steve, but I mean, I've known this one for me. For a few years. I won't say donkey's years, that makes it sound old. A few years.
No, but Nate, we had some fun. We were at the Global Gift Gala. Was it in
Marbella? Yeah, with Eva Longoria and our buddy Nick and all the gang. Yeah, no, it was amazing.
Where was this?
It was
in Marbs. We went to this amazing resort in Marbs, and Eva Longoria and what's that rugby player's name? Tom Evans.
Oh, he had to present.
He did. He was very nervous.
Bless him.
He was so
Tom.
Nervous.
Tom Evans, I
was
like, the rugby player. There?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Eye candy.
He certainly is.
Yeah, yeah.
See the pictures?
I've seen the pictures.
Outside
Pratt. Yeah, I've seen them.
Anyway, no, it was fun. We had fun. It was. We had great fun.
So, Nate, people will know you from The Voice initially, right?
You
were around before that.
Yeah.
But then you went...
I went on TV.
You're on primetime TV.
On Telebox. Yeah, no, my first album came out in 2005 and did very well. And I did it independently, so that kind of gave me a bit more of a credibility.
Uh-huh.
And then The Voice came
a
to
real
me.
Artist.
Yeah, they came to me like second season and were like, you know, they scouted me basically and said, uh-huh. to come on audition.
That's how it
yeah.
works with The Voice, yeah.
Some people always audition, but a lot of people they kind of call up, you know, the likes of Kavanagh and this person, that person from this boy band or whatever. And they just got in touch
when
and said,
you got
that
call, were you like, is this a wind up or is it?
No, well, actually, it came from Ronnie Harrell, who is a very famous R&B DJ. Yeah. He did One Extra and so on and so forth. I'm about to say that. so he's a good friend of mine. He just said, look, I'm scouting. Do you want to do it? And I was like, do you know what? I've got a new album written and ready to go. Obviously, certain restrictions, can't release it after being on the show. But I was like, it can't do any harm. It's good exposure. Opened me up to a more commercial market and the sort of, you know, top of the pops kind of scene, I guess you can call it. I got through to like third round, Jesse's team. It was an interesting ride. Made some great friends.
What do you mean by interesting?
Be honest, what was it like?
You know what? It was an amazing experience. Like I say, I would never change it for the world. But it's one of those situations where you kind of see how a corporate machine works, and I think they have a plan of who they want to succeed. And I was never going to win it because I had a career already. You know, they wanted to kind of make an example of the fact you could be anyone from anywhere. I mean, my year, Andrea, who's amazing, she's had a great voice. She won, but she was blind.
She won, yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, you could be blind. I mean, you know, it sounds easy to say. I'm not saying
they
that's
wanted
the reason,
a story.
But
exactly. Yeah.
It's all about the spin, the angle, the story.
Yeah.
So I had a great time, made some great friends, and here we are, new single, new album.
Woo!
And that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to be the one that disappears.
No, and let's be honest, no one's really sold a lot of records from The Voice.
It's true though, but I don't
apart
know.
Apart from
one of the winner,
Becky
really.
Hill.
Who? Which one?
Becky Hill.
Yes. Becky's amazing, though. Yeah. I mean, she can write, she's a great performer, that tone of hers.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been on so many amazing songs.
She's featured on a lot of stuff, and that's where she's.
But you watch it now and think, oh, these poor things are not going to know. It doesn't matter if they win or lose because no one's going to know.
It's changed stations now, obviously.
Yeah,
and I feel like ITV are giving it a bigger push than was before. I think Jennifer Hudson is incredible. I mean, everyone loves her voice and her as a person. You know, the team now, It looks like I've got two friends of mine, Tanya Lacey and Michelle John, who are on the show this year, and they're killing it. And it's just, I mean, I'm watching it to support them, and like tweeting, like, go on, girl, get it, get it. But you know, I don't make a point of taking time out of my diary if it's on and I'm home. I watch it.
Okay, got it.
So yeah, tell us, because obviously you're a lovely character. He's so gorgeous. I mean,
you're so kind, Lizzie.
But you are. You're lovely, but you're very talented. I've seen you perform live, and it is incredible. You have such a soul, funky voice.
Yeah.
So tell us what's different about this track, because you've got a new.
Well, first of all, I'm out. I'm proud.
Yay!
No one likes being in the closet for too long.
No, I mean, I've been out for years to my family and friends, but it was just kind of, with this record, it was a real labour of love and a real kind of soul searching. The song's within my skin. It's my story about, you know, I was never told I couldn't come out. I was never told to behave a certain way, but I was advised that I'm a soul singer and so on and so forth. And I just thought, you know what? You know, this is not the way I want to live my life. You know, the song's about embracing who you are and embracing each other and supporting each other and understanding each other. And I just thought, I can't be this guy who's kind of, like I say, in the closet and all sheltered and leading a secret life. If I'm going to stand up and be, you know, this is my song, this is my story. So, and I feel a massive sense of relief. I headlined the O2 Academy Islington last weekend. 600 people, sold out, full band show. And I just said on stage, I'm gay. And everyone just went, like, it was such an incredible reaction. I wasn't expecting boos or anything, because obviously that's not how it works these days.
But it was
just such a massive relief to say that. And you know, now as well, it's like, I guess a lot of people knew already. Or they say that, I'm like, how do you know if I didn't know? But anyway,
I knew.
You know, it's like, I knew that years ago. Of course you did, love. Of course you did.
I saw the way you were looking at Tom Evans in my mind. That's how I knew.
She's like, why is he looking at me?
I was like, darn it, he's getting all the attention.
It was a different kind of love. but no, it's, you know, I'm just really excited about this next chapter. And, you know, I'll be doing a lot of kind of talks and going out there and just helping people to kind of come to terms with the fact that if you're going through some stuff, someone else is as well.
Yeah.
You've got to pick up the phone or, you know, call a friend, call someone that's going to help you. You haven't got to suffer alone. You know, there's so many issues and people have so many problems these days, and it's pretty tough time to be living in general. Gay, straight, man, woman, black, white, I mean,
just living,
existing is hard enough, let alone anything extra in your life.
I hear you.
So yeah, that's what the song's about, and that's what I'm about. And
shall we play it, do it, and then we'll have a little chat afterwards.
I can't wait.
Do you want to introduce it?
Sure. This is Nate James, my new single, In My Skin.
Break bones. Words I'm so comfortable, comfortable. I'm so comfortable. Now you know, I'm so comfortable, comfortable in my skin.
I love that.
How good was that?
It's strong.
Strong like a bull.
Strong like a bull. Strong like Tom Evans.
That's getting sexy talk now, you know what I mean?
I love that.
Thank you, darling.
Congratulations.
Cheers.
How did you write it yourself?
Yeah, I wrote it with a guy called Shannon Sanders. He did a Brown Skin for India RE. He's a Grammy award winning producer. I flew to Nashville and
everyone flies to Nashville, don't they, when they're writing songs?
I've never been, and it's such a mothership for any musician or any singer. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, the energy, the whole vibe there. So yeah, I spent a week with him, and he was like, what do you want to write about? And I was like, I just want to tell a story about, I wanted to write a song about my journey, but for it to relate, everyone can relate to it.
Yeah.
And take from it what they wanted to, and you know, understand it and what have you. So yeah, no, I spent a week with him, and so yeah, that's the result.
What made you want to get into music in the first place? Because it's a tough old thing, right?
Because you knew you could sing.
Well, that's always a good start.
I wasn't tone deaf.
Well, Victoria Beckham did stop. Wow,
she's got a couple of good songs.
At Dawn.
Thank God for auto tune.
Out of your mind. I think I preferred the White Leather on her as opposed to the song, but still.
True.
I was singing from the age of five, listening to like Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder at home. My mum and dad sort of exposed me to a lot of great music: the Beatles, George Michael, Level 42, Simply Red.
Oh, I love Level 42.
Yeah, so I just grew up with a love of music, and then got into productions at school. You know, I was like Pharaoh and Joseph and things like that. There's a video out there somewhere which I hope will never
Please.
See the light of day.
Mum, get mum on the phone.
I'm with a model agency when I was like 15, doing K's catalogue and Littlewoods and stuff. And this producer from London randomly called up the agency and said, "Have you got any singers?" And I told the agency I could sing, but not professionally. I wasn't trained.
They were like, "Yeah, great."
And I literally went to London. I auditioned to be in this band. We got signed to Warner Brothers, got dropped, and I took that money that I had from the advance and set up my own company and recorded my own album, released it myself.
That's fairly impressive.
Yeah. That was all like, I mean, between the age of 18 and 23, that turnaround happened.
Jeez.
But I had a great team around me as well that kind of, you know, pointed me in the right direction, did various deals around the world with different labels to release it and stuff. So it was a long, laborious process, but it was totally worth it to own all my masters and own all my rights.
And it's working. So.
It seems to be going that way, yeah.
So do you think your mum and dad had a real influence in a way of the amount of music and that you grew up with?
Massively.
Sort of jazz, funk?
Yeah, it was a very musical household in general. My mum was obsessed with Simply Red, so I...
Someone keeps calling us.
Gosh, stop texting us.
Actually, we've got people saying, all tweeting about your track. Saying, is it on iTunes? Is it available?
It is. Just type in
it
Nate James.
It is on iTunes. Yep. Okay.
In My Skin. It's on Spotify and iTunes worldwide. So I'm glad you're all liking it. Thanks.
They're loving it, baby.
But yeah, no.
It'd be a real bummer
parents.
If they didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, your track's awful, mate. Cheers.
Sorry, go back. Yes, your parents.
Yeah, no, I owe a lot to them. You know, they support me financially back and forth to London, train fares and hotels and stuff. And musically, they just kind of pointed me on a road. I think it wasn't until I signed my deal with Warner's and then I released my own album. My dad especially was like,
you can do this.
I get it. And that's North Carolina in the States. He's like,
right.
All right, that's cool. I was like, cheers, Dad.
Finally.
Amazing reaction. Like, do you know what I mean? But no, they're very, very proud of me. They live in Florida now. They're listening in overseas.
Oh,
hi, Mum and Dad.
Aren't you wonderful? And how did you feel the public reaction? Because obviously being on The Voice, did you suddenly get screaming girls running down the street after you?
Do you know what? I mean, obviously...
Who wants the girls?
I know. You wanted the boys, but they didn't really know them.
No, do you know what? It was obviously because we filmed a lot in advance. So like the blinds, we know what's gone on, but we can't say anything until... You know, so So I knew I'd already gone through on the blinds, but I couldn't say anything to anyone. So a friend of mine did a big screening party at his bar in London Bridge.
It was like,
I'm awful with secrets as well. But I had about 200 friends come down to this bar, and there were screens all around the room, and when they turned around, the whole room just went mental. And I've got goosebumps on right now. It's just the most amazing emotional, and I was like, I've already lived this in person, and now I'm watching on TV, but it's even more emotional because all my friends are here and they were jumping on
me.
But no, the reaction was incredible. Like, you know, Twitter followers went through the roof, and walking down the street in Oxford Street, you know, shopping the next day, it's like, oh, you're that guy with a quiff from the... I'm like, I've got a cap on. I've not even got my hair up. And you recognise me.
So it was
great. And, you know, music is such a universal thing, and it touches people in so many ways. And I sang Seal Crazy, which is one of my favourite songs ever of life. So I had the housewives and the teenagers going, oh yeah, I heard that remix that so-and-so
did. Cool.
And like, yeah, it was nice. It was a great reaction.
And you were on Team Jessie.
I was.
Now, I've heard mixed things about Jessie Shea and what she's really like.
Me too.
Yeah. What was she like?
Well, I've known Jessie since she was about 16, before she got signed.
Well,
the
that's
first
always
time
a
around.
Good place to start.
So, and we kind of, I guess, we came up in the same scene, sort of just open mic nights around East London and so on. So I knew her from a long time before, and the media were like, oh, it's a fix, Jessie J, new Nate James. I was like, she didn't know it was me singing until she turned around.
You can't call it a fix.
But she was great. I mean, it was kind of, you know, reuniting with a friend to me, whereas other people were like, you know. But she was cool. I mean, she wasn't as hands-on as I thought she would be with everyone. We all had our moments with her. Same with all the coaches. You know?
They
had a lot of time with each person to sort of talk them through the whatever's going to happen. But it was just nice just to hang out with for a little bit.
Yeah. You know?
We had an amazing night. All the contestants had a night at the Mayfair Hotel, and we were giving goodie bags and a pep talk and a few drinks and some nibbles. Yeah. And it was nice. Like, all the coaches did their own thing in their
own
Judge's House or Next Factor kind of thing.
Yeah,
but not quite as fancy.
Sadly, you didn't get to travel abroad.
We're in a penthouse in the Mayfair Hotel, or we could be in a mansion in the Seychelles. What would you choose?
Or you'd be in Dublin if you were with Louis
Walsh.
Dublin in one of his houses in the hills.
So she gave you a few nibbles and a drink.
Nibbles and drinkies.
I said, don't be naughty.
Basically, yeah. No, it was great though. I mean, I kind of look at her as a peer as opposed to a mentor, because I feel like we kind of been on a similar journey, although she's obviously stratospheric and I'm still working hard. As it were.
No,
but it's cool. It's coming.
But you're a nice person.
And he's a lovely
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I went there, but it's true.
Thank you.
She's just cancelled for next week. Okay. You are a very lovely person, and I've known you for years. You're always the same. You're so sweet and just inside beautiful and outside.
Mama taught me well.
He really is, and such a talent. And you could be performing at the weekend, but we won't talk about it.
Could be.
I hope so. Fingers crossed.
So what else is coming up for you?
Vivo, we're launching the video. It's not been out yet, so I'm really excited about that. I directed it myself with a friend of mine, and I have 20 of my dear friends, all shapes, sizes, colours and whatever, in the video. They're all singing the song for me. I'm kind of a cameo in it. I wanted it to be, you know, a song where people... It was being illustrated to people that this song is about everyone. So that's coming out next week on Vivo. I've got a UK and US tour planned for summer and autumn this year.
Do you like touring?
I love it. And especially now I've written all this new material, because I toured my first two albums for like 3 or 4 years globally. Like, I was in Japan, I haven't been to Australia yet, but the US, like all across Europe and the UK. So to go back out on the road with new material and a new agenda, a new message and whatever, is so exciting.
It's such an adventure, I bet.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, waking up every day in a different city, different country, whatever, it's just an incredible... Yeah. It's tiring, I won't lie, but it's what
fun.
I wanted to do, so I can't moan about it, you know.
Exactly.
4 a.m. lobby calls for a flight at 6, that kind of vibe, when you went to bed at 3 because you had a few drinks afterwards with the band.
I remember
that
you kind in of vibe,
you know,
I remember
like,
you
they're like, how do you look so fresh? I'm like, it's just jeans, it's good jeans.
You're lucky. You have got good jeans.
That's my daddy.
You've got good jeans.
See, this is I feel terrible because I was out last night and I still feel terrible and I look terrible, and that's just me. That's my jeans.
But you've got hair of a dog, you're
alright. Yeah,
you'll be fine in an hour or so. Sorry.
He's doing well. But Nate, listen, we love you here at FUBA, and
thank
I am
you.
So excited because I think this track's going to, from the response from Twitter, everyone loves it. Fantastic. Very excited
Yay.
For you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
this
for coming
evening.
In to
lovely
us,
to see you.
And we're going to see you soon.
All right, take
care. Thanks,
guys. Have fun at your pie. How do you feel about a bit of Take That?
Oh,
the new Take That.
Come on, put
yeah?
it on.
Up
Get
for
it,
it
on.
can't believe it. We were giants all along. On the surface and all around us, we are giants, we are strong. I see you standing, see you dancing on the pavement in the park. We are giants, can you feel it?
your favourite Dua Lipa then?
Sorry, I just got a text off someone I didn't expect.
Oh.
Oh.
Anyone you can tell us about?
No.
Once again, Lizzie.
Don't I'll keep everything close to my chest. It's the only way.
It's where your assets are, isn't it?
Of course.
Did you watch any daytime TV today, Lizzie?
No, I didn't. I was in very important meetings from 9:30.
Well, that's fair enough. Now, there was something that happened on this morning today, which I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, dear. Does it involve
There was a
Philip
phone
Schofield?
In. He wasn't on today.
Oh.
Ori Aduba took his place.
Not sure about him.
I like him.
Okay.
He's hot.
Okay.
So, they did a phone in, you know, as they do on this morning.
Yeah.
You've done a few of them.
I have.
And someone called in.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to talk about a medical issue.
Okay.
To do with their son.
Yeah.
Son was 11 years old.
Mm.
They were worried that his penis was too small.
Don't. Oh.
Would you ring up a daytime television show and talk to Holly Willoughby and Ori Aduba about your 11-year-old son's penis?
Would
you do that?
Kill me.
I mean, is that not the meanest thing you've ever heard?
It's awful. That mother should be struck off. Was her voice sort of like all weird because they didn't want the son to know? Can you imagine anyone off school going, hey, your mum
was on the phone. She's on the telly. Willy. Do you not think that's the most horrendous thing you've ever heard?
It's outrageous. What's she doing looking at it all the time? He's 11. Sorry. As a mother.
Well, this is what I wanted to say. You're a mother. Oh. And sometimes, of course, medical issues. Fine, you have to deal with that as a parent.
Can I ask, did he actually go, hey mum, will you have a look at my willy? It seems really tiny.
That was a... That bit is unclear. I don't know.
What you've been given, just make the most of it.
Well, this is actually what I thought was exactly that. I was like, well, what's a doctor going to do about it?
Can't make it any bigger.
It's just what it is. You couldn't say to someone, oh, you've got small feet, let's make them bigger. Do you know what I mean?
What can she do about it?
Yeah.
It's her jeans.
It's her fault.
No, but what sort of mother would ring saying that? Surely, have people gone crazy?
People
about
were
it?
A bit mad. We did a story about it on OK Online today. Yeah. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it, really, Lizzie.
That mother should be shot at dawn. Honestly. And stop looking at your son's willy. God's sake, give the poor boy some privacy. Oh, my God. I think it's awful.
That is actually
next
a very good point.
That, you know, he's not got enough pube. What? What's the matter with you?
But it wasn't the only thing this week that got people up in a tiz on daytime TV.
Well,
kind of daytime. Did you see Brie Larson on The One Show yesterday?
No, I'm sorry, I was out.
So it's 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, her boobs were very much out.
Oh, I heard about this.
Right.
Are you
now,
not, not making a mountain out of a molehill?
I'm not. I'm not. Some people might do.
Okay.
Maybe her molehills look like mountains.
Does that padded bra helps?
Now, you've done a lot of TV.
Mm.
In your time,
I'd have.
Would you bear the boobs on a daytime show?
No.
Is that a rule you would stick to?
They actually really don't want you to show much at all.
Yes. Well, no one wants to flash more than.
No, you don't want to be put off your cornflakes, and you have to cover up slightly.
Yeah.
I really try my best, though I know it's hard for me, but to cover up.
Yes.
Especially daytime TV.
Yeah. Well, it's just inappropriate, isn't it?
They even don't like your shoulders being shown.
Really?
Yeah, cover your shoulders.
Intriguing.
Arms. Legs, I've had out.
Well, legs, I mean, you know, legs is legs, you know?
Legs. And my legs are there, so
I've seen them plenty.
Thank you.
I know them from...
Long...
I was going to say top to bottom, but that sounds wrong.
Mm. It's okay. Just don't ring in this morning about...
But then this morning she was on Lorraine.
Yeah.
And... totally covered up, right to the neck.
Ah. Oh.
Buttoned up.
I have to say, I did see Christine.
Christine Lampard.
Christine Lampard. She's doing a really good job. I thought she does a really good job.
I like Christine a lot.
And I like Christine.
I've got a lot of time for her. I like how they're ITV are bringing her back. Feels like she's been away for a bit.
Yeah.
And now
and
she's coming back.
I hope they do, and I think she's very natural, very good. I think she's a lot better than some of the others that they have had as replacement. No
Fiona
one can
Phillips.
Replace Lorraine. She's one of my good buddies.
Fiona
okay?
Phillips.
She came to my birthday party.
She did. I was there.
You were there. You saw her.
I saw her.
And, you know, she gets up so early and she still made the effort. I was very chuffed with her, and I love her. But to replace her is a really tough job.
Yeah.
And I think Christine did a fine job.
I agree. Her and Helen Skelton have done good jobs of it this week. No, I like Helen Skelton.
Yeah, I know. I don't not like her, but I think Christine...
I think Christine is better on Loose Women.
No, I prefer... I love Christine on both. I think she's a... I just really love her. And I'm going to say that out there. I know Ellen Reavers is my friend, but Christine...
That was not necessary to bring up, Lizzie.
Sorry, but I always causes trouble. You're friends with this one, not that one. I love Christine.
Well, that's because you're friends with everyone.
I just choose to be
friends with no one. And that way it's
that's
much easier.
That's why you're never going out and going home with a sandwich.
I bought you a bag of crisps this evening, Cundy.
I'm really
right?
so delighted
yeah,
for those
you better
crisps.
Be.
But can I just tell you, love her. I think Christine's doing a fabulous job. And if anyone ever, if anything happens to Lorraine, she says, I've had enough, she should be taking over.
Interesting. I'm glad to hear your theory on the matter.
And as a presenter, I watch how people present, and she's very, she listens, she doesn't butt in.
That's true. She did kind of want to bring up Frank and Chelsea quite a lot during...
That's okay with Madness, because he's a with Madness.
Yeah,
or
with
Samuel L. Jackson.
With Samuel L. Jackson, who stole from the Lorraine set this morning.
Can
you believe it?
No, I'm not shocked at all. He supports Liverpool. That's what Liverpool supporters
do. I mean, who cares about things like that, Lizzie?
I do. I love my football.
Why?
I'm so excited. Monday, I'm at West Ham in the big box.
Lizzie!
I'm going to throw Karen
Brady
off.
Why am I not in the box?
Because, darling, you don't like football. You're not interested. And you just want to yabba-yabba in my ear. I want to watch.
Don't you dare. How dare you yabba-yabba?
I want to get into the game. Okay.
All right. Well,
so
I can get into the game.
Need specs. I'll give you some lines to say.
You need specs.
I just can't bear people that support, you know, Liverpool.
What other teams?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Arsenal.
That's ridiculous.
You know they're not.
What about
not
if they support? What if they support Southampton?
I like Southampton. It's on my way. You know, it's not.
What if they support
certain clubs I like. I don't like Arsenal.
Yeah,
I don't
but
like
why?
Tottenham.
This is what I don't understand
because
about football.
Every,
it makes no
they
sense.
They are terrible supporters. And my ex used to play for Tottenham. If they didn't get a goal, they'd be moaning, whinging. Arsenal always think they're the greatest and are arrogant, and all their supporters
are. Is Arsenal in Birmingham?
No, Arsenal is North London. Highgate.
Where's Aston Villa? That's Birmingham.
Aston Villa's. Oh, please. Don't annoy me.
Why is it annoying you?
You don't know your football.
Why would I?
Aston Villa
I know my Kylie Minogue. I don't need to know my football.
Yeah, but you must know that Aston Villa isn't in North London.
Well, I do now.
That's why I won't take you to a football match.
I am a gay man. I don't need to know these things.
You would love football looking at all the legs.
No, rugby.
Okay.
You know, you can't argue with that.
No, I won't argue.
Now, I'm quite hungover, Lizzie. Do you know why?
I thought so. There was a little... Because one eye's slightly going down.
Excuse me?
I wasn't well last week. I know I look poorly.
You look fine.
Yeah.
Do you know where I was?
The producer just told me I look ill. Anyway, sorry.
Do you know where I was last night?
Come on.
I went to go see Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Your favourite?
My favourite...
Where?
...singer of all time at Coco in Camden.
Near here?
Yeah, just near here. Just down the road.
You could have slept in the car and then come out.
Well, I had to go to work today.
Oh. How was she?
She was fabulous, and I got to meet her afterwards. Yeah, obviously she did that. I got to meet her afterwards.
Yeah,
had a little
nice.
Chat with her.
Yeah.
She did a favour for me, which was very nice of her. Yeah. Can't talk about it on her.
It was a signed autograph, a signed T-shirt. Yeah, signed your
signed,
arm.
I'm wearing a Sophie Ellis-Bextor T-shirt right now.
Wow, I can see that. Can I tell you a story about that?
Go on.
I used to walk her into school. We went to the same school.
Godolphin and, what was it called?
St.
Latimer
Catherine's
something?
In Tillington.
Oh.
Yeah, we're from the same area. Her mum used to live around the corner.
Janet, she was there last night.
She's nice, Janet.
Well, I wanted to play a little
That's
track
what
of
you,
Sophie's. Excuse me.
Go on.
I'm not having this.
Go
you
on,
yap and yap and yap about football. I want to play one Sophie Ellis-Bextor song.
If you have to.
Well,
what
I'm
going
to. It was the lead single from her latest album.
Oh, so no one's going to know it. Can I have at least one I know?
No!
Please.
No. I've had enough of you now.
We're doing the dance floor.
No, I've had enough of you now. It's a bit of Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Come with us.
Thank you.
God, that's over.
Oh, Lizzie!
No.
It's a really good song. You were dancing.
No, it's because it's just a sound. Listen, I like
If I just blew raspberries into the mic, would you dance along to that?
We went to the same school. I know her mum. I love Blue Peter. But that isn't a hit.
Well, anyway, it was a fabulous concert last night. I wanted to play that track, so I've done it.
Okay, now no more favours for you, darling, for at least 4 weeks. Now,
excuse me, I constantly play your bloody songs.
I've got my favourite coming
I know
up.
Exactly, so maybe I won't play it now.
So, darling, I've got to say, it's been a hell of a week.
Has it?
Yeah, it has. With the Oscars, who would have thought that would have happened? La La Land, Moonlight, what's going on? There's been loads of, like, it's been a comedy of errors.
It sure has.
The show has.
Well, speaking of another error...
What?
We've got my favourite part of the week, Lizzie. I just wanted to bring that up.
Oh, yeah?
You know what it is.
What is it?
Dare to wear.
Oh, my God. Not again.
Yes.
What do I have to wear this week?
Dunno.
Oh, my word.
We've got a box of treats for you.
One day I know you're going to come out with that tiny white, tiny bikini and I'm going to have to put it on.
Oh, what a problem that would be.
Can I just apologise to all the Liverpool fans? I do actually like Liverpool. My mum was originally from Southport.
What, someone sent you a
yes,
tweet?
Yes, Nigel Phillips. He's very upset. I love Liverpool, but I just don't want to support them. And I think everyone should support Chelsea. Okay.
Dare to wear.
Yes.
Are you ready for it this week?
I am.
Good.
What is it?
So we've had you... What have we had you in? We've had you in disco dresses, we've had you in wigs, horse masks.
A horse mask was good. I like that. The smell was great. Near laddie.
What do you want to wear? What do you want to wear?
I feel like... I want something that's current. That's now, happening now.
What do you mean? You're wearing it.
Something I want to beat my chest to.
Are we talking some kind of gorilla mask? I think it'd suit you.
Oh, thanks.
I think it might be an improvement.
I've been out with a few monkeys.
Oh,
cheeky ones. So listen, darling, yeah, when do I get my outfit on?
Well, should we do it when we play the next song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now, listen, it's been a really, really busy week.
Yes. And what else have you been doing then?
Well, I did the premiere for the... Which was very emotional.
The Welsh football film.
Watching a football movie before. Sorry, but it was really good. You would have enjoyed it, even you.
Okay, maybe.
Would have enjoyed it.
I used to play Championship Manager.
Oh, please. Champion what?
That's a computer game.
Is it?
You manage football teams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And who did you manage?
I used to really like managing Wigan.
Oh, God, it just gets worse. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, but Wigan. It was just a computer game.
Okay. Why Wigan, though? Why not?
Because I like the name.
Okay.
Because it sounds like wigs.
Oh, God, I'm not even going there. Right. So, darling, no, it's been a very, very busy work week. I got some exciting news, which I can't reveal yet.
Oh, my
but
God.
I will be revealing first Why on Uber Radio. This? So stay tuned.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good.
TV? Bit of TV
work? TV, yeah. Is that okay? Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
But also I was at Jess Cunningham's fashion show. I popped in.
I heard about this. There was a little bit of a news story came out of that event.
Oh, really? Do you want to tell me what it is?
I saw that Bianca Gascoigne and
Jamie O'Hara
were reunited for the first time after their fake relationship. after their relationship broke down.
Yeah, it was little orcs.
Was it? Did you see?
It was slightly.
Can you give us an insight?
I was only there for a very little bit, so I popped in. I love Jessica. And Jessica Cunningham, she was the star of
The Apprentice.
Amazon Celebrity Big Brother,
right.
In case you don't know. Very attractive, gorgeous girl. She got her own clothes range coming out. Did a fashion show. And Jamie was there.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't with his sidekick, Callum Best. He was on his own for once.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, Bianca came in, and obviously they'd had a little tete-a-tete on the Big Brother house. And he called it off basically a day after he got out, didn't he?
Yeah, 3 days.
3 days.
It was actually 3 days, and then he went on holiday with someone
else. I mean, how do they turn it around so quick? I just don't get
it. It took me 7 years to find a boyfriend. 7 damn years. And he found one in 3 days.
Did you say, I'm going to grow this beard till I find a man? I'm just not going to shave.
What's for every week, the beard, Lizzie?
It's getting bigger, that's why.
Well, of course it is, because it's growing.
Well, how do you meet someone and go away the next week?
Maybe he knew her before.
Oh.
Maybe it was a sham.
I stuck my neck out and closed the magazine and said, this isn't a sham. And now look at me, got egg on my face.
What? Well, it was a sham. Wait, what?
Yeah, but I said it's a real thing. I thought there was going to be a wedding.
Got egg on your face.
Yes. Well, so no celebrity weddings.
You thought they were going to get married?
Yeah, I thought it was a real thing. She seems so...
Are you having a giraffe?
No, because she...
An absolute giraffe.
Bianca Gascoigne since she was little.
We went to a party with her. I remember you took a picture by a car.
She was genuinely in love.
Oh, come on.
I thought she was genuinely.
I don't enlightened. Think you genuinely fall in love in the Big Brother house. I don't think that happens.
No, possibly not. TBH. But I have to say, I can fall in love quite quickly.
Can you?
Yeah. If I like someone, I really like them.
Like the Anita Dobson one song, Anyone Can Fall in Love.
But it's hard, you know, you think you like someone, and then I'm a bit childlike, I think. I think I can fall in love quick.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's how you get hurt.
Yeah.
You've got to protect yourself.
Exactly.
Cundy.
Exactly.
Well, I don't like the thought of you going out there and...
Oh, I'm getting hurt. I know. My poor little heart gets hurt.
Oh.
I know. But I'm soft. I'm a soft...
You are a soft touch.
I am a soft touch. Now, I'm very excited, though, because we've got some really hot and lovely coming on the show.
He's going to be on... Rich. Yeah, he's going to be on the phone after we play a little track.
Now, any questions you have for Sam Rees, please tweet me. And I'll read them out.
There's plenty to ask him.
There's loads to ask him.
He's one of those kind of boys that's always in the press.
He's always in the press. Now, please, can we play my favourite track of 2017?
A bit of Dua Lipa.
Yeah, I
Be
love
the
this one. Yeah,
yeah, and then we'll get Sam Rees on the phone. How
fabulous.
About that?
I see the moon. Oh, when you're looking at the sun, not a fool. No, you're not fooling anyone.
You do love it. What is it you love about it? Because every week you made me play it.
I just love it. I heard it in the restaurant today and I just was like, because I went for a little... Did you see me in Chai Kitchen today? I was cooking.
I did, yeah.
I was doing MasterChef.
Getting your wok on.
What's wrong with what?
No, I don't know what that means. We've got our next guest on the phone.
Oh, now, he is gorgeous. He's a good friend of mine. Terribly handsome.
Incredibly handsome. Oh. No, we don't have him on the phone.
He is coming.
He is coming.
On the show.
Sam Rees.
He is. It's the one and only Sam Rees. And I've asked people for their little questions for Sam. Because he is
now, how do you
popular...
know? How do you know him?
Okay, where do I begin? I don't know how. I think we just...
Just out met... parties, no, I tell you out why. And about?
My stylist was his stylist on a shoot. Ah. And he just was raving about him. And he came to me and he was like, oh my God, I've just been on a shoot with this guy. He's amazing. I was like, who's that? And he went, Sam Rees. And then that night, I happened to bump into him. And I said, So that's how we got chatting.
Oh.
And then he went out with my friend's daughter, Taylor Ward.
Right, okay.
I
think he may be on the phone now. Sam, are you there?
Hello.
Sam, how are you?
Okay?
We thought you'd gone.
Brilliant, thank you.
We thought you'd left us for a moment then. That we were scared.
Sam, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for my prezi. I love that teeth whitening you sent me.
Oh, it's really good. It's exciting.
I know. It's fantastic. So, Sam, how are you doing?
Brilliant. Really busy. I don't know where I am.
What are you doing? You're doing lots, aren't you? Lots of different stuff.
I'm doing lots. I'm doing modelling. Doing that full time. So, early nights, early mornings, late nights, all over the country. Got my little business on side. Got a few exciting things coming up in summer. Trying to get a clothing range going.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Busy.
Exciting things in the summer. You've been in the press. Oh. You might be going on a TV show.
I've seen that as well, but do you believe everything?
Well, this is problem, right? You know.
I've had a lot of inquiries about a lot of different things. But I will be doing something this summer.
Okay. I'm feeling some kind of CBB, I'm feeling some kind of reality TV show going on.
I feel a beach or some heat. I'm hoping so, because we're going to see you in your little trunks. I'm hoping so, that is the case. But you
look on Instagram for that.
Yeah, to be fair.
I think
yeah.
I follow you, don't I, Sam? I better be. I think I am. fantastic. That's exciting. Is TV something you really want to get into, Sam? Because I know you do the modelling.
Well, with the modelling side, and it leads into different doors, like acting. I've done a few acting lessons because I've had the opportunity to do castings and stuff. So it's something that once you get into one thing, and then it leads on to another, and it sort of ties into each other. So I'm just getting into everything I can. Why not?
Exactly.
You got to earn the money while you still got the looks.
Exactly. When I'm an old man with wrinkles, it's not going to happen.
Exactly, right?
I don't know. I think you still look all right with wrinkles and grey hair. I do. But you know, we've got a mutual friend, because my stylist, Bernard Connolly, always raves about you. Bernard.
I absolutely love him. I've not seen him in ages.
Oh, I tell you what, Sam, I think you're all over his wall. And he was dressing me. He wouldn't stop talking about you. And then I bumped into you. But he loves you. But do you feel the modelling, have you kind of get a bit bored of it? Or in a way, you want to do different stuff now?
I've been doing it for 6 years now. And you know what, it does get a bit boring. But I like it because you don't know where you are from day to day. Well, from week to week. So at the end of the week, you plan your week out. And I don't mind travelling. I do like travelling, but...
But does that not wreck the love life, in a way? Because you're never in one place and you're working long hours.
Exactly.
And...
So I'm a single pringle at the minute.
That is a surprise.
Well, I'm a fair share, but...
But you were seeing my lovely friend Taylor Ward. Are you still good friends with?
I'm still really good friends with Taylor. She's
gorgeous.
She's in New Zealand, I think, now.
She's
travelling the world, so... really enjoying herself.
Do you find it hard to kind of... because obviously you're kind of in the press and people know who you are. Do you find that kind of impedes you meeting someone?
I think I sometimes read too much into... Why are you with me? What are you doing? Why do you want to be seen out? Do you know that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
So it is, and it isn't. So I generally usually date people that are sort of in the circle because they sort of understand. Like, one of my exes, I started off modelling, she didn't like the fact that I was doing a shoot with a girl, and
it was
like, I can't explain myself over when I was against people.
I know. So,
this is what I'm getting paid to do.
I used to have such a jealous boyfriend, and I had a modelling shoot, and he was obsessed that I was having a way with a photographer. One day we're doing a shoot, and I could see his face pressed against the window. So I was like, "What are you doing?" It is really hard. If you're with someone that's a bit jealous, it's difficult, isn't it, Sam?
Saying that, though, you do meet a lot of weird photographers.
Yes, I've heard.
It's true. Actually, you've got a point there, Sam.
I can imagine.
You've got a point there, darling. And would you do the reality thing, though? Is that something that you would possibly consider, maybe The Jungle or something like Celebrity Big Brother?
Do you know what? It popped up about 2 years ago now, and I sat down and thought about it, and I thought, could it affect modelling or could it help me? And at that time, it was just like sort of kicking off big for me, and I thought, I don't want to do something that can sort of affect it, but now it's 2 years has passed, and I think now it's my time to do something like that, maybe.
Because you do.
If
the show's right, you're going to grab it with both hands, and I think you should, because you are. People are interested in you, and you're not just a good looking guy, you are a lovely person, because I've met you a few times. You are a really great guy.
A lot of people don't. They look at me as a face. I'm not. People don't know my personality because I've never done anything on TV.
Yes.
So people instantly look at me Instagram and think, lovely selfie. But actually, I'm just a normal kid from Sheffield that's not done bad.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it's time for people to actually see me and what an upcase I am.
Do you think, though, that what the press have kind of said and written about you before is unfair? Or do you think that, because obviously everything that happened with Steph is kind of, was where you kind of got flung into the public eye. Was that difficult for you?
Do you know what, it were difficult, but I had mum and dad around me, and if I didn't have them around me, I think I'd have gone that loop. But
you've got a strong family.
It helped me. I used to play football when I was younger, and being hard skinned, that helped me go through stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed dignified and a gentleman, and that's the person that I am.
Mm-hmm. Was that hard, though? That was hard because you were getting vilified.
Oh, yeah, it was really hard. But on the flip side, I got loads of modelling jobs from it, so...
Well, good. So you might be owed Jeremy a drink, no?
No, maybe not.
Maybe not. But is it awkward when you see them together, or do you just not care? Is it a chapter of your life that you just think, that's closed?
It's something that... I've not got any regrets.
Yeah.
Obviously, that weren't my fault. It happened. I got dragged into it. It happened, and I genuinely don't care. Good luck to them both. But I've got nothing else to say about them, because it's happened, it's gone, I've moved on, she's moved on.
Good for you.
He's moved on with a few times, so...
He has, hasn't he?
Good luck to him both.
Well, I saw some pictures of him apparently moving to Liverpool this morning, so... It's all...
I hope he moves to the other side of the union of that one. I'm not a fan of Jeremy.
Well, it's definitely a drama-filled thing going on, isn't it?
It is, you know? Darling. But look, Sam, that's a chapter that's well and truly closed, but you've got lots of good things happening for you, and modelling campaigns and shoots, and now TV.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully. And then I've got the teeth whitening stuff that's slowly coming along.
Yeah, what is this? I need to hear about this.
Because
Lizzie was saying she got some. I want some. What
I
is
gave
this?
A couple of sachets to someone and I regret it. Because I want them
back. Sent over to you. We've got the strips. And then we've got this new charcoal like powder that's come out.
Yeah.
It's like a charcoal and coconut. And you just dip your toothbrush in it. When you do it, you think, oh, my God, what am I doing? But all your mouth goes black. It's like a polish for your teeth. It gets rid of...
What, so your mouth frothes up with black?
Looks like you just ate a bunch of soil.
Wow, and what's it to remove all the stains and stuff?
It's like it gets rid of the enamel on the crap on the teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to get rid of the enamel. That doesn't...
Yeah, but it gets rid of... It just makes them sparkle.
No, right, I see.
It's like a polish. It polishes them up, so it's like the yellow bits. It helps out, but it's really good, and you can see an instant change.
Oh, Sam, you can send me some of that. I'll bathe in the stuff.
And then we're going on to... like hair vitamins and hopefully the lip gloss sort of stuff. So, yeah.
Because do you think male grooming's important? You think it's because a lot more men are, you know, and they're having Botox and getting things done.
I think it's massively important because I think a lot of lads, a lot of my mates, take longer to get rid of than the girlfriends. Yeah. I think it's just a normal thing these days.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, everyone wants to look good, don't they?
Exactly.
Whatever, how long it takes. I mean, some men go to the extreme. But
well, you're a natural beauty, you are. You don't good. You don't take any time to get ready.
I don't look like anymore. I look like Wurzel Gummidge.
See, this is the thing. I see, Lizzie, you're always slamming me and my beard. What about Sam's beard?
I used to have a massive one like yours.
Yeah, see?
Oh! Listen, I love beards. Nothing wrong. I love a beard. But yours is a bit like Jeremy Corbyn.
It's not Jeremy Corbyn. It's not grey.
Put food under there. You can put food under there.
Yeah,
later.
I'm saving it for later.
He's got his dinner
yeah,
for later.
Something.
No, Sam's is a little bit more trimmed.
Look.
Mine's more male groomed.
See, I'm not a very groomed kind of guy. That's true.
Do you pluck your eyebrows, Sam, or not? Do you do a bit of plucking?
I just shaved my monobrow, that's it.
Just in the middle.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Are you the kind of guy that goes and gets facials, does that kind of thing?
Yeah, I go and get a facial once a month and a massage.
Ooh.
But why not? Sometimes I've got the time to do it, so I think I might treat myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting up at like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, probably not getting in till 9 o'clock at night. So yeah, I like to, on the downtime, I like to look after myself.
So if you do end up doing this kind of reality, if that's what's in your path, you're a bit worried because it can completely change your life. If you look at someone like Joel Dommett,
yeah,
on I'm a Celebrity, it really catapulted him. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And it's completely changed who he is and what he does. Do you worry about that?
No, because like I said earlier, I'm thick-skinned and I'm just a down-to-earth kid. I'm never going to be above my station or think I'm better than anyone else because I know where I'm from.
Yeah.
You are very down-to-earth, actually. And you've got lovely family, you're very grounded, and you're an all-round good guy.
Thank you.
We just need to find you a nice girl.
What kind of girl are you after?
He's enjoying himself being single.
Do you know what? I want someone with a career and an ambition and someone that's not... Some girls that I meet, they're like trying to live off the back of something they've done, or someone with a career, or somewhere where they're not following me about all the time. Do you know what I mean?
You want an independent woman?
I'm going to work.
Lizzie's
no,
single.
No, no, no. No, Sam, I wouldn't do that to you. but you want an independent.
She can't party hard enough.
I don't know. But
you're
Sam,
not with me yet.
Sam, you need someone that's got their own life, basically.
Yeah, someone that's going to work in the morning and say, "Well, I'll see you later."
That's interesting.
I'm not going to do my thing.
And is that, do you think that's because that's not what you've had before? That's kind of what you're after?
I have had that before, but unfortunately the stuff just broke down.
Yeah.
Like Taylor, one of my exes, she's gone travelling, she's living life up in Australia,
mm-hmm.
She's enjoying herself. And at the minute, I'm concentrating on my career. I'm 24 now, so I need something to...
Yes.
In my head, I'm like 30. I need something, that's why I've got the businesses going off and that sort of stuff, because reality TV doesn't last, modelling, it lasts, but then it comes in waves. It's not really a career for a male model.
Mm-hmm.
Female modelling's more, you can earn a lot of money.
Yeah.
So...
Interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing more of you on the TV, hopefully.
I can't wait.
Hopefully.
I feel sand, I feel sea, I see women.
I don't know, you could see snow and ice.
Oh, you're teasing us now. Oh, I'm
well, I would like to see Sam's face as a certain ex came out of the
sea.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I can only imagine the drama that if the stories are true and MTV are as desperate as they sound, that would be impressive television.
Darling, well, not poor Sam. I wouldn't do that to Sam.
You might not, but the MTV producers
yeah,
might.
Yeah, of course I would. And I'd like you in the jungle myself.
Yeah, I can see you in the jungle. Yeah.
I'd like the jungle.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, no, I think you'd be great. That. I think you'd be great. Well, look, Sam, thanks for coming on the show on FUBA. And
thanks for having me.
I will look forward to getting your teeth whitening stuff. I am going to tweet about you. He's the best, honestly. It really works. It's fantastic.
I need to know more about this.
What's his name, Sam? It's Dolly, isn't it?
It's Doll White UK.
Doll White, that's it.
Doll White UK. Well, thanks so much for speaking to us, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with everything.
See you soon, darling.
See you soon.
Bye. Bye. Oh, see, nice guy.
What a nice guy.
Very nice.
We're talking about history, aren't we, with him? What's gone on in his past?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to listen to a little bit of One Direction history? See what I did there?
Oh,
do you see that terrible link I just
that
made?
Link. Got it.
Nearly the end of the show, Lizzie, so we've got, you know.
Woo, let's get it. Yeah? Wendy, put it on.
You gotta help me. I'm losing my mind. Getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong. I thought we were holding on. Aren't we? No, they don't teach ya this in school. Now my heart's breaking and I don't know what to do. Thought we were going strong. Thought we were holding on. Aren't we? Strong, thought we were holding on.
Lizzie's trying to tell me something, but
no, I'm not.
Okay,
it's all secret squirrel.
Okay, how Sorry, nice is I'm Sam just, though?
Sam's a lovely guy. I told nice you, he's a nice guy. Nice guy, normal, down to earth. Didn't deserve the crap that Stephanie Davis
threw
at him.
Sorry,
she threw at him. It wasn't fair. It wasn't funny.
Well, it happened. So
yeah. Well, you know what, Janice, Dad, calm down. Get off. She used to just take a break from it and calm down. She's like obsessed.
I mean, she seems like a nice girl. Mm. So, you know.
Look, I'm sure she is, but I just think it's a bit too much. And Sam's been through a lot. I'm Team Sam.
Fair enough. Each their own.
He's lovely.
We've got an axe to grind, fire to burn, whatever the term is.
What's that, fire to burn?
I don't know, you know what I mean.
No, but he's a very nice boy. I hope he does well. Hope he goes on that show.
Well, speaking of, have you heard a friend of the show who might be going on X on the Beach?
Come on, give it to me.
Sam Callahan. X Factor.
My lovely Sam.
The lovely Sam Callahan.
So what, he's had other girlfriends?
Who knew?
He's got exes.
Who knew?
Bastard. Has he really? Is he going on the show?
Rumour has it. Yeah. He has signed up. They want to see that bod in some trunks. You know what I mean?
But he's very stocky, Sam.
Very stocky.
I wouldn't want to mess with him.
Well, I don't think he's going to beat you up, Lizzie.
Well, no, there's lots of rucks on that. They have lots of fights. It's a very feisty show.
That's true. It is a very feisty show. But yeah, apparently, so there's so many good rumours about X on the Beach this year, and he's one of them. So I'd be intrigued to see, because he's a bit quiet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's quiet, but he's. I think he would stand up for himself.
Do you?
Mm. I saw him in here when he was trying to get the hot seat. He was like, "That's my seat." I was like, "No, give it back." He could stand up. Sam Kelly, and that could be quite fun. Mm. So we've got Sam, possibly another Sam.
Sam Rees.
I'd love it if Sam Rees.
But then would Stephanie Davis come out of the water?
She definitely would.
That's the rumour.
What about who would look after the baby?
But she's just had a baby, yeah. So yeah.
Jeremy's around now. That we just moved to Liverpool.
Just moved to Liverpool, yeah.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Certainly
watch
is.
Your space.
We have to, you know, we should get him. We should get Gemma Lucy in to talk about it because.
Well, Gemma Lucy doesn't mix up. She's a few rucks on old Twitter of late.
She certainly has, isn't she?
Is it with Helen Wood?
Helen Wood, Charlotte Crosby. She said she wanted to have a fight with Katie Price, punch up with Katie Price.
Recently?
Yeah.
And what did Katie Price say today on Loose Women? There was something said, was there?
Yes, actually. Happened? Quite interesting. Yeah. She was talking about relationships. Good old Katie. And she was saying that she always has someone on the back burner.
Ooh.
When she's with someone. Someone she can run to straight away.
I kind of like that, though.
Do you?
Because my mum said always be like a monkey holding onto a branch and then have another one to swing to.
Got it.
But I don't really do that in real life. I wish I did. My mum did. But I know what she means. You've got someone in the wings.
Do you think it's a good idea, though? Because it sounds to me like you don't have any trust in your partner. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he's got a bit of a record, hasn't he? Bless him.
Who?
Kieran. Are we talking about Kieran?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, she was kind of talking about her relationship with Peter and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, well, what were the others saying on this? Did they agree with it?
No. Not really. That was how it came up because Stacey Solomon was saying that she likes to believe in the fairy tale that when she's with someone, she's with them forever. And she's like, even if that doesn't work out, that's what I want to believe.
Yeah, I do.
During the relationship.
Yeah.
Katie Price was like, you know what she's like.
Yeah.
I thought that with Pete.
Well,
didn't
they
work
had the
out.
Fairy tale. Okay, covered it. You had the wonderful carriage, the pink carriage, all of that.
Yeah.
Was that Clifton, wasn't it? It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Was it there? I can't remember.
Stately Before
home.
My time.
What was it?
Yeah. Back then I was just a lowly copywriter writing about greenhouses.
Don't tell anyone, but I did mine, I think originally with Hello.
Did you?
Yes.
You think? You can't remember?
Before I turned. Then I worked with OK.
Then you became the Northern and Shell queen that you are.
I love OK magazine, I promise you. I love it.
Well, the OK website is the place to go.
Yeah, I have to say, OK online is fantastic. It's gone from strength to strength, and I feel that it's down to you, Stephen.
Thank you.
You've done a really good job there, and it has the breaking news.
It really does. We like to be the first. We really do like to be the first.
And you reported on that poor little 11-year-old, little Willie. I still can't get over that. That mother would ring a live show to talk about
it. It's
son's
a bit bad,
Willie.
Isn't it?
I don't need to know what the reply was.
Well, we'll never know. Lizzie, what are you up to in the next week?
Okay, I have many things I've been asked to. And you know what? My most exciting thing I've got is West Ham and Chelsea. Monday night, I'm in the box. I cannot wait. And I'm just going to have a really nice weekend.
Great.
I'm supposed to be at the boxing. I'm going to the box David Haye fight Saturday. Just a few little things.
Okay, great.
Boxing. I'm doing boxing tomorrow. I'm going to a new boxing centre.
Co-box.
I'm going to get getting fit.
I'm jealous.
It's called BX. Oh, I'll get the name and I'll send pictures out.
Well, I've got some good news to announce as well.
You're not pregnant.
I'm not pregnant, no.
Okay.
I'm spending the weekend with my sister, my boyfriend and her and my little nephew.
Oh,
we're having
adorable.
A little weekend out in London. But no, I've got some good news to announce. It's the winner of our Floyd Mayweather competition.
Wow, come on.
It's James.
James?
I don't know the surname, but it's James. So James, if you're listening, we'll be sending you all the details. Our producers are working on that right now.
I cannot believe it. I'm so jealous. Well, James, can I come with you?
Well, let's find. I'm sure.
Can you sort it out?
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, fantastic. Well done, James.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Nice name. Same name as my son.
What a fabulous name.
What a fabulous name.
So you're going to be at the football this weekend. I'm going to be in the Science Museum.
No, I'm at the boxing Saturday night.
Oh, sorry. Got it.
I'm sorry, Football Monday. Get it right. But yes.
Right, got it. Okay.
Sport. A sport-filled weekend.
Well, I mean, there's part of me that's a little bit jealous. Just because I think, you know, you're going to have fun. You'll have some few drinks.
I think you're missing out.
You're going to have a few drinks, a few champagnes?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'll swing a few. I've got a good left hook.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a second.
I'm getting fit.
Me too. Look at that.
Okay, darling.
That's solid.
Yeah.
Solid muscle.
Wow. It's like a little donut.
How dare you?
No, you look good. You're beefing up. I like it.
Now,
have a great week, everyone.
Yes.
And we're back this time next week, Thursday. Don't miss it. Got loads of amazing guests. I got surprise guests and I got surprise showbiz news for you.
Well, this is very exciting. So I'm going to install a new thing on the show.
Yes.
The final track is always going to be a classic.
A classic.
We're not going to have any of this modern rubbish.
Please let it be something like George Michael.
It's not George Michael. I think you're going to like it anyway.
Come on.
So goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening this week.
And
we'll be back next week with our fabulous news and secret guests.
Yay!
How exciting.
FUBA Radio. Thank you, everyone. See you next week.
Bye.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got chicken shit. I'm so-